Good night, sleep tight, greeting the end of the day. Moonlight, star bright, let all your cares drift away. Lay down your head now, dream now and rise with the sun. Take rest, be blessed, wrapped in the silence of peace. Be free, easy, counting sheep 1, 2, and 3. Lay down your head now, dream now and rise with the sun. Down your head now, dream now and rise with the sun. Safe now, somehow, we know tomorrow will
We are all human beings. We live between fear and hope. Whichever of these dominates, or whatever combination of these two, determines our actions. Only by overcoming their influence can we be truly free. And only when we are truly free can we love. Only when we are not rooted in our egoic minds, which see us as separate from a world we must dominate in order to survive, will we live in a caring, compassionate way. The world is not separate from us. There is no other to fear. If we want to be afraid, we should fear our own imagination. There lies the distortion of what is immediately before us. It is possible to live in the present moment, free from the conditioning of our minds through family, education, and society. In the moment, all is new, all is loved, and all is beautiful. Does one say volcanoes are ugly? No. We may say they are terrifying. The power of nature inspires awe. And yet, the delicate balance in life between creation and destruction is beautiful. Life is overwhelmingly enduring. Its waves go on and on through death, decay, and destruction. They somehow absorb all the terror in the overwhelming beauty of being alive. There is no one who can prove there ever was a time when there was no love. If we stop in this moment and put aside all our hopes, hates, wishes, desires, dislikes, we arrive at a place where we are just being. From this place, we find we are reaching out to all, and all is loved, even our own failures and crimes. Whatever is loved. This happens at the peak of making love, when we undergo the little death, and for a short while enter the realm of peace. It happens when the beauty of a flower, or a lake, or an exquisitely designed car, or a magnificent piece of architecture takes our breath away momentarily. There's a sense of ease, of deep relaxation, in which everything has the taste of spontaneity and freshness. To truly live is to encompass all life. All beings are one life. When we find our heart at rest, there is room for all beings there. Maybe we can say that the heart underlies, encompasses, is the same as all existence. When we are in our hearts, we see ourselves as everything. We incline towards everything with compassion. This movement of the heart towards everything, or a particular thing, is love. So freedom, heart, and love are all found together in one breath. The perception of the heart that it has no boundaries is freedom. The movement towards all things with their boundaries is love. Love is strong. Love is weak. Love is neither. Love joins all even before it knows what they are like. Love is the basis and substance of being. It is the energy of life, the strength of persistence, the home of everyone. Including animals, plants, and all nature, including humans. Love, if we could see it, is the truth. When the particle of particles, the mother of all particles, is discovered, it will be seen to have one form, in which everything is included. It will be seen equally to have no form. It will be pure energy without descriptive accompaniment. It will transcend all and yet be all. This is the nature of love. I will not turn away from suffering though sometimes it makes me afraid. I will stand where all are welcome. I will stand where those who do not yet see the truth cause themselves to turn away or be turned away. And still, no matter what, no matter how far we fall, love is still there for us. There is no time or place where love is not present. Always, always, every breath is being, and being is the scent of love. All changes constantly in the process of becoming, and this process is the voice of love.